Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Now here's Howard and Jeremy with Coach McDermott.
Brought to you by McCollum Christofferson Group. Unlock your financial future. Visit yourwealthadvisormcg.com. By GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. By Northwest Bank. Increasing the value of you. And by the Buffalo Store. Western New York's favorite place to shop.
On the Wester Hotline, Bills head coach Sean McDermott joining us. Sean, it's Jeremy and Sal Capaccio here. Howard's on vacation this week. He took the week off. You know, we're plugging along without him. You guys finally have to hit the road again. Three straight at home. Do you remember where your suitcase is and where all the road gear is?
Yeah, you know, we keep it we keep it pretty close as life in the NFL goes. It doesn't get too far from us all that often here. But it was great to be at home. Now we head on the road this weekend.
6-2 at the halfway point. You know, I think I asked you maybe last week if you have little windows that you evaluate, whether it's week to week or month to month. Here you have halfway. So do you have any sort of halfway evaluations of your football team at 6-2?
Well, you know, we've won some close games, which is always good. The NFL is governed by a lot of close games week to week, and you know, much different than college at times. And so, you know, I know we've got a mentally tough group of players and a team that plays together, plays for one another, and loves to compete.
Coach, obviously the last couple of weeks talk's been about, you know, the run defense, how to shore that up. You signed a player, Corey Legit, this week. You know, what does he bring to the table, and how can he help be inserted for your run defense support?
Yeah, Sal, we'll see. Corey's a veteran player that has a lot of experience. You know, he spent a number of years in San Diego with the Chargers, now L.A., obviously, and he moved on this year, early in the year, to Oakland, and so things didn't work out there. But we signed him just as a good football player that we think might be able to help us, you know, we'll see how the week unfolds, rest of the week unfolds, and how it does come game day.
It seems with regard to the run defense that it was four quarters inside of two games, the second half maybe against Philadelphia and the first half against Washington. Is it just a kind of adjustment that coaches make? Is it an adjustment that players have to make, or a little of both?
Yeah, Jeremy, a little bit of both. We as coaches, certainly it always starts with me as the head coach, and then us as coaches collectively having the right message, and whether it's fundamentals, technique, just overall approach, mindset, and then the players taking that onto the field and executing at a high level.
You know, Coach, you have a very good-looking injury report, if you will, right now. Guys are doing their best to stay healthy. I know you spoke this week about, you know, crediting the medical staff, the development staff, sports science, and things like that. You also have that new facility down there. Can you just kind of explain to the fans kind of how all of that has been integrated into your program and how the players have taken advantage of all that?
Yeah, Terry and Kim both have done a tremendous job of giving us the resources we need to stay out in front and on the cutting edge of trends, and a lot of that has to do with their commitment with the new facility this past off season and to get it done in a short amount of time, and so we feel like, you know, for us, we want to be one of the healthiest and happiest teams in and around the NFL, and that's part of our culture as well. That's what we're driving to become, and so, you know, our medical staff, strength and conditioning staff, Sal, to your point, sports science development team, all have done a heck of a job of, you know, communicating and meeting and being collaborative in terms of each and every player's case file, if you will, and making sure that when players come to Buffalo that they can become the best versions of themselves.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott joining us. Sean, I want to ask you about Ed Oliver. The stories this week are a little bit about Ed Oliver learning the game still, learning what it's like to be a pro, learning life in the NFL. He referred to himself as he's still a baby. When you look at the first half of his rookie season, what have you seen that's good, and what have you seen that needs to maybe be a little better?
Yeah, he's definitely made progress and developed. And, you know, what he's going through is the natural course, ebb and flow of a rookie season. Very, very few times around the NFL do you ever see a rookie player come in and have all positives. That's a little bit unrealistic. So it's about Ed keeping his nose to the grindstone and him continuing to build on his performance from whether it was the game before, the week before, or the practice before, and so that he continues to grow and take steps forward.
Just 18 snaps against Washington last week. With a player like that, is it important for you and maybe position coaches to let them know that there will be ebbs and flows, that this is how it goes? You know, you play in college, you're a stud, you get to the NFL, and there is an education along the way.
Yeah, you're right, and that's where we as coaches and also our support team around our players, Ed in this case, we all have to be on the same page with where a player is really growing and finding success, and then where a player needs some help. And sometimes that's on the field, sometimes it's off the field, and so that's why that support team is so important, that we do things the right way and we continue to develop these players. Again, like I said before, it's part of our goal, part of our culture's goal, that players come here and they achieve greater performance than they've ever achieved before in their career, whether it be college or pro.
Coach, last three games, Josh has 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. He hasn't thrown one in 89 passes. He's taken care of the ball really well from what we see statistically. What do you see as far as when you go back and watch the film, the things you've seen in practice from him and his ability and really taking care of the ball a lot better lately?
Right, Sal, he's done a really good job with that. So he's worked hard in the classroom. He's worked hard on the grass. And I believe he's also doing a really good job of taking what the defense has been giving him at times and also, using his feet as well. So it's been a good blend. I think he's developed and his growth is visible, very visible from week to week. And so this week will be another step.
You face a young quarterback in Baker Mayfield as we talk about Josh Allen, Ed Oliver, guys kind of learning about the NFL. Mayfield had a very good rookie season, and this year hasn't exactly been the same. When you take a look at the Browns quarterback, what do you see in his game?
Well, going through the process, the draft process a few years ago, going through all the quarterbacks, spent some time with Baker, what he's been able to do through college and to this point is, you see the talent, you see the ability. He certainly has a lot of weapons at his disposal, getting another one back this weekend and Kareem Hunt there. So, it's probably more natural than most people realize to have, again, with a young player, to have some ebbs and flows. And so he's a very good player.
Going through your locker room this week, 4 words kept coming up from defenders. Chubb is a beast. Chubb is a beast. They kept talking about how good Nick Chubb is, his vision, his power. He can kind of do it all, Coach. What do you see from him on film and the challenge of facing him on Sunday?
Yeah, big, strong player, explosive runner, breaks a lot of tackles, arm tackles. You watch him against some really good defenses out there, and it really has not slowed him down at all. That'll be a test for us. And then when you add the Kareem Hunt to the equation, 2 good backs, really good backs, and then you add the receivers on the perimeter with Odell Beckham Jr. and Landry, along with the quarterback. It's a very talented offense.
Chubb's got 800 yards through 8 games, on pace for over maybe 1,600 yards this season. One thing I found about what they do with him, Sean, is they run him against boxes that aren't stacked. Only 11% of his runs come against 8 or more in the box. They tend to run more out of a spread. If they do line up for that and you've got an idea that they're going to run it, is it more difficult? You can't exactly stop the run with numbers if they're not going to allow you to stack the box. So in that case, how do you respond? Is it just on the guys that are actually in there to get the job done?
Yeah, that's the delicate balance. It is on the guys that are in there, and that's a mindset, that's an approach, a physical approach. A lot of ways, it's a one-on-one confrontation every play in this game. So you got to win your one-on-one, and that comes down to playing physical, aggressive defense, and it starts up front. But you're right, it's a delicate balance. If you commit too much to the run, then they expose you in the one-on-one games down the field with those star receivers.
All right, Coach. Looks like a little better weather in Cleveland, maybe. I've been tracking sideline reporter problems, all right? I know you got to be down there, too, but I've been tracking it all week. It looks like maybe 50s, partly cloudy, some sun out there. So I think it might be a little better than what we've had the last couple of weeks out there.
That sounds good. That sounds good. We look forward to it.
All right. Best of luck this weekend, head coach Sean McDermott of the Buffalo Bills. Thanks again, Sean.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.